From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. This month, the nation marks the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Dr. King spoke of his dream for a more equal America. And 25 years ago, the Japanese-American community celebrated a milestone in its own campaign for civil rights. On August 10, 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed a bill compensating Japanese-Americans for being sent to internment camps during World War II.
No payment can make up for those lost years. So what is most important in this bill has less to do with property than with honor. For here we admit a wrong. Here we reaffirm our commitment as a nation to equal justice under the law.
Two documents that tell the story of the campaign for reparation recently went on display at the National Archives here in Washington. NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports.
It was after hours at the National Archives, as traditional Japanese music filled the rotunda galleries that housed the Constitution. Generations of Japanese Americans stood in front of a different glass display case.
When I first looked into the case, I had shivers up and down my back because I realized that those orders ruined our lives.
Mariel Sukamoto was looking at Executive Order 9066. Signed by President Roosevelt 10 weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor, it authorized the incarceration of Japanese Americans. The other document in the case was the Civil Liberties Act of 1988. It is the law that finally acknowledged that those orders were fundamentally wrong. Tom Komitani grew up in an internment camp, and he traveled from Seattle to see the documents.
It's not just a Japanese-American issue. It's a part of American history.
We are setting a standard for the rest of the world in the treatment of people who may have loyalties to an enemy nation. We are protecting ourselves without violating the principles of Christian decency.
In 1942, the U.S. War Relocation Authority moved more than 100,000 people of Japanese descent behind barbed wires. They were forced to abandon their homes and businesses. Most of them were citizens, and many of them were children. John Tateshi was one of them. He says it was humiliating and disorienting.
We came out of these camps with a sense of shame and guilt and of having been considered betrayers of our country.
And he says after the war, most families never spoke about it.
There were no complaints, no big rallies or demands for justice because it was not the Japanese way.
But decades later, a new generation wanted to challenge the Japanese way. In 1978, the Japanese American Citizens League launched a campaign for redress. 2 years later, Congress responded by establishing a commission to investigate the legacy of the camps.
These meetings were held around the country, and it was unbelievable what came out of that. The emotion that was probably suppressed for a very long time.
Congresswoman Doris Matsui says that emotional testimony empowered the movement. And when the commission issued its final report, it called the incarceration a grave injustice, motivated by racial prejudice, war hysteria, and the failure of political leadership. The bill that emerged from that report provided a written apology and $20,000 in tax-free compensation for each victim. It was co-sponsored by Norm Mineta. He's served in two presidential cabinets, but says that bipartisan effort for redress remains one of his proudest achievements.
Today, I just feel that Congress is so polarized that I'm not sure that a grassroots movement like this would have the kind of impact that we see resulting in the signing of the bill by President Reagan in 1988.
Thank you all again, and God bless you all. I think this is a fine day.
Back at the National Archives, I found 24-year-old Lauren Namba quietly looking at that bill in its glass case.
Seeing the Civil Liberties Act of 1988, which basically granted redress to all of those who survived the experience, it was very moving for me.
And John Tateshi, who helped lead the campaign for redress, says it really was for Namba's generation.
There's a saying in the Japanese culture. It says, "Kodomo no tame ni," which means for the sake of the children. And for us running this campaign, that had much to do with it. It's the legacy we're handing down to them and to the nation to say that you know, you can make this mistake, but you also have to correct it. And by correcting it, hopefully not repeat it again.
The original Executive Order 9066 and the Civil Liberties Act of 1988 will be on display together in the National Archives until August 19th. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.